This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is seeking to offer some reassurance after arriving in Japan for the Group of 20 Leaders Summit. We get details from VOA's Steve Herman in Osaka.
During his first meeting here, a working dinner with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Trump was asked by a reporter about a perception that an America alone approach is adversely affecting some of Washington's traditional closest allies in the Asia-Pacific region. He replied that the United States works with and takes care of its allies, but then he added,
I've inherited massive trade deficits with our allies. And we even help our allies militarily.
G20 host Shinzo Abe, Japan's prime minister, is hoping for reassuring words to be uttered publicly by Trump when they meet Friday morning in Osaka. In recent days, the president has questioned the fairness of the long-standing U.S.-Japan defense alliance. Steve Herman, VOA News, in Osaka.
Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper asked NATO allies to help the U.S. mount a broad effort against Iran, but he came up empty. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from NATO headquarters in Belgium.
Here at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Esper pushed a global campaign to protect international waterways from Iranian aggression, ranging from surveillance to perhaps even escorting ships.
Privately, I had a few come up to me and express interest in pursuing further what our requests were of them.
But there were no firm commitments, and Esper says the U.S. will be back here next month to give more information about the threat to allies who have been looking to scale back tensions. Esper says that's his goal, too, but
no one should mistake restraint for weakness.
Sagar Meghani with the Acting Defense Secretary, Brussels.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Libya's UN-backed government reclaimed a strategic town near Tripoli.